Alaska is a big beneficiary of the Essential Air Service Program, but Alaska's congressional delegation isn't the only one urging that the subsidy continue. Democratic Senator Gary Peters of Michigan said at a hearing today he was floored to learn President Trump is proposing to eliminate funding for the program, which he says is vital for rural communities.
This is quite a slap in the face to something that's absolutely critical for their continued economic development.
Essential Air Service pays airlines to defray the cost of serving eligible rural airports. For Alaska, it pays carriers nearly $21 million to serve 61 airports. At the high end, Alaska Airlines gets $2 million a year to serve Cordova. Ward Air receives less than $6,000 for flights to Chatham. Senator Peters says the name Essential Air Service says it all.
And in the state of Michigan, I actually have 9 airports that would be impacted as a result of these cuts. I think we're second only to the state of Alaska in terms of the impact on it.
Actually, Michigan's eligible airports receive heavier subsidies, so their total benefit from EAS was slightly higher than Alaska's this year. Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska didn't attend the hearing, but was among 20 senators who signed a letter asking for continued funding for the program.